Now, for lack of time, let's jump right into it, to the Word of God. How many brought your Bibles? Let me see all the Bibles. Good, good. Do we have any Bibles in this section or not? Oh, we do. Okay, there they are. Praise the Lord. All right. I want you to turn in your Bibles to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Man, I'm going to have to hustle. Praise the Lord. James chapter 1. Go to the back of your Bible. Revelation's head to the left. You go to Hebrews, you've gone too far. Say amen if you're there. Let me ask you a question. I know we talked about it in the service about God's good, and He is. But let me ask you another question, and I want you to be honest. I could ask it backwards like we did about, you know, how good God is, you know. But honestly, and I want you to be honest, how many of you know that God wants you blessed? Let me see your hand. He wants you to be blessed. Amen? Man, you got to know it. You can't just hold that hand up like in grade school just because everybody else did. No, I want to know that God wants me blessed. Okay, the reason I say that is because we live in a world, right? It's a very chaotic world. And we deal with a lot of things that doesn't seem like the blessing of God, and a lot of them aren't. I mean, if you're here today and a doctor's told you you have cancer and only 6 months to live, how many of you know that is not God? Just not. Now, in a religious way, I've had ministers try to convince me that that might be God. Well, they didn't get it done, being old cowboy. You can't convince me that God's going to cause you to have some type of cancer to teach you a lesson. I had a man tell me one time when some people stole my trailer full of tractors and lawn equipment. I mean, it was about $50,000-$60,000 worth of stuff. And they took it and went to the pawn shop and pawned it off for $300. The guy took my truck, though, because he took my truck and trailer, and we found it in Big Spring. We lived in San Angelo at the truck stop. And a guy come to me, a good friend, and he said, "Hey, you know, just maybe, God was trying to teach you something." Well, when you say it that way, then God gets the blame, right? God was the one that caused it to happen. And it didn't make sense to me because all through this Word of God, I've never found that in the Bible. Well, yeah, but you know, God will humble you. Well, I've never found that either. But I have found where God says to humble yourself. I was at Elgin, Oregon, just a little bit ago. Was riding our horses around in the arena, just about to rope. It's probably about almost 9 o'clock, and a guy comes up beside me, said, "How you doing?" I said, "Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great." "Well, how you doing? I see that you're about 18th or 19th in the world, standings, steer roping." And I said, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "But man, I need to do better. Need to catch more." And it's like a sabbatical. You all have to understand the reason that I leave is I start ministering, and I feel like God's putting me with the steer roping the professionals, because they're kind of by themselves. Most people don't even know what steer roping is. They know what team roping is, but they don't know what steer roping is. And it was the first event in rodeo. You know, you had to lay the cow down, rope it, lay it down in the pasture, and doctor it. And you might not have any pins to drive it up to, or maybe it can't get up, and it just needs to be doctored. But if it is up and you need to try to get a hold of it and doctor the thing, then you rope it, lay it down, horse holds it tight so you can keep it down. And so they made an event out of it. The very first event in rodeo was steer roping. And so anyway, I'm riding with this guy, and I said, yeah, you know, I need to do better. And he said this to me. He said, well, it might be God's plan that you not do good. What the hair went up on? What'd you say to me? He said, well, you know about this probably more than me, being a preacher, but maybe it's not God's plan that you make the finals. And then he made a mistake and gave me an opening. I said, well, according to the Word of God, the Bible says if I delight myself in Him, don't leave that part out. If I delight myself in Him, He'll give me the desires of my heart. Well, even though I'm out here ministering to these guys and they hit me one at a time, like I told y'all on the video that we didn't get the, we got the audio only, you didn't see it, but I did a video to send to you guys, give you a report, because one of the steer ropers come up and one of his employees at home is, I mean, messed up on drugs, and it was really hurting this employer. I mean, it was devastating because the man has a kid and his wife's about to leave, and drugs just are attacking him, and he was beat up. I mean, crying, and this is a grown man I'm having to minister to. And so, but anyway, here's this man telling me, well, hey, you know, maybe it's just not God's plan that you do good. And I'm like, well, then why are we doing it? I mean, why in the world would you go and try to accomplish something in the kingdom of God if it's not really His plan? Well, all that told me is this guy doesn't know God's plan, because his plan is for your good. And you're going to see this in the book of James. And now, I'd already been ministering and studying this out, so it really wasn't this guy saying that to me that gave me a message. But I'll tell you what it did do. I've had to do it many times, and you might need to do it as well. When someone speaks negative to you, there may be a time when you say, I break that curse in the name of Jesus. I remember I had to do it at Reno, Nevada. I just won the first round in the team roping years ago. And I went to the lady, and I said, hey, I'm here to, I want to get my first round check, see how much it was. I think it was like $4,000 or $5,000. And that was several years ago. And she goes, uh-oh, that's bad karma. I said, what do you mean? She said, that's bad karma coming, getting your first round paycheck before you rope in the short round. And I was just about to rope in the short round. And I said, well, I don't believe in karma. She said, what? I said, I don't believe in luck and karma. You know what I believe in? The blessing of God. Because there's no such as bad blessings, but there is bad karma and bad luck. And I don't want to have anything to do with that, because I can't find it in the Bible except one place where they used to call Satan old lucky. And if they called him old lucky, I don't want to have anything to do with luck. Say amen to that. So when I stepped, I didn't say it to her. I didn't beat her up saying, in the name of Jesus, demon, come out. You know. So we was in a rodeo office. So I stepped out the door and I said, in Jesus' name, I break that curse. Bad karma. No, no, no. Well, if you don't know the story, I ended up winning over $12,000. And ended up winning second there. And I went back in there to get my round money and the average. And I said, ha! Give it to me, you know. Well, I didn't do that, but I wanted to. Now, the first is James, look, and all we're going to talk about today real fast is that God wants you blessed, but there's a key ingredient to the blessing of God. I remember Jerry Savelle said one time that sin is a blessing blocker. I mean, it'd tie God's hands where he can't bless someone that is just going to flat sin. Well, wait a minute, but we all fall short of the glory of God. Yeah, we might, but that doesn't mean we're supposed to live in sin and have this attitude of it's just part of our life. We just, we live in the sin nature. No, 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 there used to be a sin nature for all of us, but not anymore if you've got Jesus on the inside of you. if Jesus is Lord, we do not have a sin nature. We have the nature of God Almighty. Amen. And we just need to understand that. We haven't ever been taught that we don't have to live in sin. No, I can say no to sin just like I can say yes to it. Amen. Okay. At the first of James, when you start talking about, and I'll give you this key ingredient of the blessing in just a second. I want to get you ready for it. I want you to do this. Give it to me. Amen. Because there's a key ingredient to being in the blessing of God, because we've just established that sin and the wages of sin is death. Sin can be a blessing blocker. I mean, here we are praying to God, God, heal my body or heal my marriage, and we're not doing the things to, you know, get our marriage healed, like communication, like forgiveness, and the things that we need desperately in our marriages that the devil wants to try to, you know, cause divorce in. Listen, the devil knows that there's power in a strong agreement marriage. I mean, that's why there's a covenant that God gave us in marriage, man. And I know the world says till death do you part, which is true in a lot of ways, but we speak life over a marriage, amen, not death. I want to see the marriage succeed. And it's going to take a lot of work sometimes. But at the first of James, when you start talking about it, they really major on joy. You know, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. And, you know, all of those things that it talks about. Because when you have joy, verse 3, James chapter 1, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. It goes on to talk about when you lack wisdom, ask God for wisdom, who'll give you liberally and upbraideth not. He says in verse 6, when you ask for wisdom, ask in faith, not wavering. You don't need to be like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 8, it says, no, stay in faith, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So don't pray for one thing and then act the opposite of it. He goes on down in verse 12 and says, blessed is the man that endures the temptation. When he's tried, he'll receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. He begins to talk about temptation, and he helps us in verse 13 say that don't say when you're tempted, I'm tempted of God. Because as we read there, God cannot be tempted with evil. He won't tempt us with evil. Neither any man, it says. I want to go on down here to about verse 19. Now, let's not skip 17, though. It's amazing. I better don't miss 17, because we're talking about the blessing and sin and how God wants us blessed. Do you all agree with that, right? God wants us blessed. He wants us to live in the peace of God. He wants us to have joy. The joy of the Lord that produces strength in our life, man. Because if he robs you of your joy, that's when you stay down and you stay in the rut, you see. So he tells us that, wait a minute, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from where? Well, who's above? So the Lord's above. And every good and perfect gift comes from him. So why would we then believe that God's the one that's trying to, you know, teach us a lesson through sickness and disease and through a car wreck and you know, because when you're finally at the bottom, all you can do is look up. And those are all great things to say, but are they based on the truth of the Word of God? Why don't you just understand that you're the head and not the tail? You're above and not beneath. And you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Why don't you start saying, no, I'm on... As y'all know, Dalton Walker, he's been dating my daughter. He was sitting right over there. That's why I was pointing at him. He's not here. He left. We was in the arena, Mary, preaching. We was roping, but I always preach, you know, And I said, I walked up and they were roping, him in London. And I said, did y'all pray? And they said, yes, sir, we prayed. And I just said, well, which one of you prayed? And Dalton said, London. I don't know why. It ticked me off. I said, wait a minute. If you're going to marry my daughter one day, I've prayed for you for years, and so has Jamie, years and years. By golly, when we pray, don't make London do it. You do it. I want you to be the man, and by golly, I'm not going to. I've prayed for you long enough for you to be the man spiritually in that relationship. And then I walked off, and I didn't know if they were like. So I come out the next day, and they're already roping. And I said, did y'all pray? They said, yes, sir, we did. I said, who prayed? He goes, I prayed. Because I want that boy, if he's going to marry my daughter, we'll see if that comes to pass. If he lives long enough to marry my daughter, I want him trained up in the ways of the Lord. It doesn't matter to me if he wasn't trained up with his family. I don't know. But by golly, when he's around us, I want him praying to God. I want him believing the word of God. I want him seeking the Lord. I want him knowing that he, again, is the head, not the tail. I want him to know who he is in Christ Jesus. And it's daddy's job to teach him the ways of the Lord if he don't know them. I don't want him allowing his girlfriend or his wife one day to be the spiritual leader, because that's out of order. It's not what you women need us to do. You need us to be men. Say amen to that. It's time that men be men and not allow the women to be the man. And I'm not saying you got to know the word of God, but why not just understand that, no, I'm going to take my family to church. A man, I think he died it's been about 6 or 7 years ago, and they came to this church, and he was the pillar of their family. But when he died, they all stopped going to church. The boys didn't pick up the mantle and carry it on. And grandmamas should have picked it up. No. Those boys should have picked it up, because I'm here to tell you, the problem with society today is that men don't know to be men. And we've gotten so messed up in this world that even preachers are afraid to say anything about men and women. Yeah, but women need to be equal with men. No, I'm here to tell you right now that a man and a woman are different. They just are. God didn't make them to be the same. But boy, how do you want to talk about mess us up in the kingdom of God? And before you know it, I don't want Dalton to be a spiritual weakling. Where then, now thank God I've raised my daughter to be strong in the Lord. And I mean, every woman ought to know that, that you can be. Nowhere in the Word of God does it say when the man is the spiritual leader, does that mean dominance or control? No. Doesn't even mean anything like that. But I'm here to tell you, women, they've got some authority. Matter of fact, they were the first evangelist that God used when Jesus said, Mary, you go tell people I'm coming back. So women have that authority, but I want it in the right authority according to the Word of God, okay? Now, I don't know why I got off on that, but let's get back to where I want to go. Jesus. Check out verse 19. Now, and let me just give you the ingredient to be blessed. You want to know what it is? You ready? Write this down. Obedience. Say it with me. Obedience. Obedience to the Lord. Obedience to the Word of God. And in order to be obedient, to be blessed, verse 19 on down, I hope we can get through it. Here's what it says. You ready? Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Look at verse 22. All right, so there's something about hearing the Word of God. Slow to speak it, slow to wrath. We need to understand that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus when we give our lives to Jesus. But then in verse 21, it says he gives a command to us. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Wherefore, lay apart. In the Amplified, it says, so get rid of all uncleanness and all rampant outgrowth of wickedness, and in a humble, gentle, modest spirit receive and welcome the word which implanted and rooted, the word of God, which implanted and rooted in the hearts, contains the power to save the soul. What's the soul? Your mind, your will, your emotions. So if the word of God is implanted, it'll start changing your mind to start thinking like God thinks, like start thinking like the word of God thinks. Because when you come up against some struggle in this world, when you come through a trial or in the midst of a trial or a tribulation, you've got to know what to do. And that's the time to not let sin abound, let grace abound much more. I mean, we need to understand that in order to be blessed, we've got to walk in some obedience. Check this out, though. Verse 22 says, but be a doer of the word. It's saying lay apart all that filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Get rid of it in your life. And then be a doer of the word of God, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. In other words, we need to be able to act on the word of God, not just hear it, but act on it. Now, I know we don't have a lot of time, but we're going to do this real quick, okay? I need I need five people in this section to come here. You're not going to do much, but I just want you to stand up here. Five people, come on. Do it real fast. I want five in this section. I want five in this section, five in this section. Just stand here. Hurry it up. Come on, five of you. It doesn't matter where you are, at the back, to front. Just five people in each section. Just five, though, because it might take too long. How many we got, like 30? Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I'll take 21. Now I want all of you instruction. Look at me. Get in a line. Just okay. Get in a line. Not very close. I need you well arm's length. Now, Bobby, you might go all the way to the door. I don't know. But I want you to have a little bit of room in between you, because we're gonna do a little experiment right quick. And I think we got a little time. Just head on out. I want you to, Bobby, all the way to the door there. You're too close. All right, spread out. I need everybody facing this direction. Bobby, don't go out the door. Just stay right there, buddy. Everybody face this way. Do not look at the person behind you, okay? Don't look at me. Matter of fact, take the camera off of me in just a second and put it just on my cowboy hat. I don't care. Just something, okay? Now listen, I'm going to give you. Now y'all are not looking. No one's looking. You're going to turn this way, okay? Here's the deal. When they touch your shoulder, I'm going to allow you to turn around, and they're going to do something to you. And then you go to the person in front of you, touch their shoulder. When they touch it, you can turn around. When y'all touch it, y'all turn back around, though, okay? And we're going to see what happens when we get all the way down to Bobby, okay? Now, you're not looking at me, right? Camera's off of me, okay? I want you to do and tap the shoulder exactly what I do, okay? Tap her on the shoulder. Look at her. Hey, no, you got to look at her, because you're fixing to have to do what she's doing. No one's looking. Go give it to him. Come on, turn around. Do exactly what he just did. And then, wait a minute, you, okay, that's fine, but you got to finish. Go ahead. You do what he did. Now to go to him. Turn around. When they tap you, turn around. Now go do it to him. Let's do it fast. Come on. Just what you saw. I like that. Come on. Come on. Ooh. Yeah. You go. Now turn around, guys. You know, turn around. Don't be watching. That's correct. Whatever you saw. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Now you do what you just saw to her. Turn around. Now turn back around the other way. When y'all do it, turn back around. Okay? And just turn around. There you go. All right. Turn around, boy. Jeez, that's a wife. Turn around, boy. Okay, but you got to watch what she's going to do, and you got to do it too. Yeah, turn that way. That way. All right, now come up here. Come up here. I need the first lady. Come up here. Come up here. All right, you just saw what he did.
Show her.
What? Yeah, show the crowd. What did he just do to you? Okay, what actually did we start with? Listen, go ahead and y'all sit down. Now, listen to me. Did you notice when the Bible says to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only, that a lot of things can get messed up from over there to over here? It started that. It was simply this, left, right, bam. And before we got to the second person, they had already missed this part. But before we got to Bobby, they had changed up everything. Listen to me. Look what the word of God says in this same passage right after it says to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. For if you're just a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he is. In other words, when you don't work and be a doer of the word of God, and you don't continually stay in that word, I'm telling you, the devil will start over here and he'll start messing you up, and he'll get you by the time you're over here not to even believe in the word of God, not to know who you are in Christ Jesus, not to know that you're the head and the tail, or not the tail. He will try to convince you that you're not above your situation. You're underneath it in Jesus' name. That you don't have the ability or the authority because you're not worthy of knowing who you are in Christ Jesus to speak the word of God. And I'm here to tell you, when you are a doer of the word of God and you take instructions correctly and you're listening to the Spirit of God, is exactly what I did on the first person that got messed up kind of on the second person. And then by the time it got to Bobby, we didn't even know what we were doing. I thought we were like some one of those goofy songs that we used to learn. I mean, have y'all seen that one song, country song? It's so famous now where they... I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Y'all seen, you heard that song? What is that song, James? Get Up. You not heard it? Oh, man, it's all over music. It's one of the great, but they've danced to it now. And it's a big, I mean, it's just going all over, made it a very famous song. But listen, the point is, we can't just hear that God says you're blessed. We've got to know it through the Word of God. Here, I'll close on this since it's time to go. Check this out in verse 25. In the Amplified it says, "But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it and preserves in looking into it, being not heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed." Remember? Do you want to be blessed? In his doing, his life of obedience. Now, I know there's a lot of things that can go on in someone's life, even in this church. I know there's been, you know, a lot of people wondering, you know, we've had people step down and we've had, you know, we're like, wow, you know, what's going on? It's hard to get people to even go into the kids' church to help. They're constantly calling me about, we don't have any volunteers. And you have to have volunteers in a church because you can't afford to pay everybody to go teach our children. And there's several classes in there. And it can't just be one person that is constantly tired. I believe that's a lot of the reasons that people are now stepping down is because they've gotten tired. And that tired then can get you over into places where man, it's easy to be ruffled. I mean, it's easy to gosh, I got to deal with the same situation again. Try being a pastor, by the way. Try being a pastor. When you got people to upset over this and that, oh my Lord. I'm like, wait a minute, we've got our focus off of the kingdom of God, and we're just hearing these things, these good things that are coming into our ear gates, but are we doing the Word of God? Are we saying, no, I'm not going to take offense over all this stuff. I am going to go and be a blessing to our children. I want to be able to be here and welcome people to this church because this is where the kingdom of God is preached, praise God. No, the devil can get us on all the distractions when we came down that line of, what? What was that? What? I mean, it changed so much to the end, didn't it, y'all that were watching? To start off with this, to whatever in the world Bobby did up here. You see, there's something about being blessed, but living a life of obedience to God. No, I refuse to get mad. You are not going to make me mad. Because listen, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm not getting upset. No, you know what? I just have a heart of a servant. I'm going to make sure those kids, I might not have a kid. I might be older. I might be younger. I just want to have a heart to see these kids raised up in the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ so that when they get old, they won't depart from it, but they'll seek God's kingdom ways all of their life. They won't be on bottom. They won't allow the devil to destroy them. No, they'll know who they are in Christ Jesus. You know, and I may have had to come back, and thank God I did, for one Sunday service to get this church fired back up, to get our eyes off of all the junk in this world and get them back on the kingdom of God and His dear Son, Jesus, the true Prince of Peace. Because if you want peace in your life, you're going to have to shuck off all the other stuff that happens even in the church and start living in the kingdom of God. Because when we do, that's when we're going to see people healed by the power of God. That's when you're going to start seeing people get out of the wheelchairs. That's when you're going to start seeing the dead raised in Jesus' name. We haven't seen those things in years and years and years. You know why? Because we've allowed religion to creep in into our soulish realm, because we've heard things like God doesn't heal everyone. Being raised in this denomination or that denomination, this is what I'm going to believe because grandmama believed that and mama believed that, and now I'm going to believe it. Instead of, why don't we just believe the word of God that it is yes and amen, and that by His stripes we are healed. That we're the head and not the tail. We don't have to be underneath and be angry any longer. No, let's get up, dust ourselves off, and let's start over again and start doing something in the kingdom of God so that we know who we are in Him. And that devil will not win. Not in your life, not in my life, not in any of our lives, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in all the world. So let's rise up, y'all. Let's rise up and start believing this word of God. And stop just hearing it. No, you start doing it. And when you do it and do it, you might make some mistakes, but who cares? The more you do it, the greater the peace of God comes in your life. He may have to mold you in a few areas, but just allow it to happen. Because I'm here to tell you, it's time for the church to rise up and continue to serve Him like we were created to serve Him in the former days. Amen. We're not going to live in the past. We're going to live in the nows. Amen? And stop living by the distractions of all the junk that's going on. Take a deep breath and say, God, I turn every bit of it over to You. I'm refocusing on You. Thank You for this church that we can preach the Word of God. Man, we might not do everything right. God, forgive us. We don't mean to. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is going to be preached. This word is going to be believed. And we're going to live by faith. Amen. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Rise up, man. Have godly relationships. Thank God for them. Rise up and start speaking to the mountain commanded to be cast in the sea. That mountain of health issues or financial problems or relationship problems. Man, speak to that mountain and command it to be cast into the sea. Now, we don't do it with just hopefully, sir, please. That's no authority. But when you have Jesus living on the inside of you, you've got the authority to use His name. And at His name, every demon has to flee. You grab your husband or wife's hand or whatever. If it's just a friend and you start declaring, God Almighty, this woman of God, we're in agreement, sir, that many people come to Jesus and His saving knowledge, that they get healed just from touching this woman of God. We will live and not die in Jesus' name. You see, we start doing that, then all these gray hair folk here, all these older, I didn't say old, I said older. I almost got whipped by a lady one time for saying old. No, older. You can decide when you die. Not some doctor and not some hospital. You just say, you know what? I'm done living here. Let's go home. Because people don't think that way anymore. They just think, oh, just part of life. We die with sickness and disease. You don't have to. You can say, no, you know what? I'm going to live another couple years and then go ahead and tell the kids. I'm a couple years, guys. I'm going to be good. Now, they'll think you're crazy, and they'll start laying hands on your head. But you're going to say, no, I'm just ready. I have the power over life and death in my tongue, not some doctor. And all my family are doctors. I believe in them. But they're not the final report. Amen? He's the final report. And His report says, hey, you can live a long life if you want to. And it's up to you because the power is in your tongue. Amen? Come on, y'all. We got to start rising up. And if you want the blessing of God, let's live in obedience and just watch what happens. Amen. Did y'all have a good time this morning? Howdy, Lynn. Let me have that. Amen. Amen. Let's not do that today. Man, thank God we don't have First Cafeteria close, because we would be late. So, I want y'all to know, just before we're dismissed, I'd never leave a service without giving someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. Look at me. You have to know that when you leave this earth, you either die physically or Jesus comes back to get us. And both of them are going to happen. You may die in this flesh, but you won't really die. You either go to heaven or you'll go to a place that was not created for us called hell. Obviously, we want you to go to heaven. It's a better place. Amen? I want you to go to heaven, please. But see, I can't make you. No preacher can. No church can. We can't make you go to heaven. We can only set it before you. This is Deuteronomy chapter 30. We set it before you, life and death, life, death, blessing and cursing. And you have to choose it. I want you to go to heaven, but if you left this earth, where would you go? Do you know? If you know, praise God. Then that's why we're here learning about Him. If you don't know, you need to know where you would go by receiving Jesus. And so what we're going to do is we're going to quickly pray a prayer. When we pray it, we're going to mean it. Amen? We're going to pray Romans 10:9, that says, if you'll confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believing that He was raised from the dead, you'll be saved. Amen? Believe it. So all of us with heads bowed and eyes closed, let's pray this prayer, all of us together. Ready? Even if you're saved, pray this prayer. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I confess with my mouth that You, Jesus, are my Lord. Come into my life. Save me. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe You've been raised from the dead. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven when I leave this earth. In Jesus' name I pray. With no one looking around, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time and gave your life to Jesus, you ready? At the count of three, get that hand up and say, God, I meant that prayer. I gave my life to Jesus this morning. And then just put your hand right back down. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to have you come forward right where you're at. If you just prayed that prayer, get that hand up. Say, I just gave my life to the Lord. And then just put it right back down. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just give those. I want to give you a Bible just real fast. No one's looking around. I just want to give you guys a Bible. If you prayed that prayer and you raised your hand, you're born again. Just thank you, Jesus. All right. Look at me, everybody. Thank God people were saved. Amen. Now, if you gave your life to the Lord, let's start learning about Him, and that's why we give you a Bible. Amen. So, praise God. Hey, on Tuesday night, real fast, Scott Windrum, we believe in the fivefold, the pastor, the teacher, the apostle, the prophet, and the evangelist. God uses all of them in the church and outside the church. On Tuesday at Bible study, the prophet will be here. Scott Windrum is a great friend of mine. He'll grab a guitar, and I'm talking, the Spirit of God will give him a word for you. And you'll be like, wow. It's amazing how I was like, the first time I heard him, and he'll sing, God will give him a song. It was like, wow, that's strange. I'm telling you, it is the coolest thing. The prophet is, and the prophetess are alive and working in the church today, guys. Don't miss Tuesday at Bible study, because he's going to minister to us, and it's going to be a great time. If you see Mike, everybody turn around and look at Mike. Mike, come up here just real fast, and I apologize. We had just, is this mic on? It's the red one. Mike's going to talk about voting. Go talk.
That's right.
You're good.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate that. I've been tasked to help the Trump campaign with a number of different states. We're working on 6 Western states. But today, everybody's been asking, well, how can we get involved locally in helping? Well, President Trump, believe it or not, has to get on the ballot. He can either pay a filing fee or he can get signatures with support. And he chose to do that, and he's going to states that he hasn't been to before to do that. So we're doing a signature drive today, a petition drive for him. And if you want to sign, I have to read that. There's a legal statement I have to read real quick here. I know for the purpose of this petition that I entitled Donald J. Trump to have his name placed on the ballot for the office of President of the United States for the 2020 Republican primary election. I understand that by signing this petition, I become ineligible to vote in the primary election or participate in the convention of another party, including a party not holding a primary election, during the voting in which the primary election is held. Now, that's just if anyone that chooses to participate, we've had a number of folks sign today, and if you want to do that, that's an option you can do, and we just welcome your signature. Thank you for the opportunity.
Amen. 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 I love our president. Thank God for him. All right. Always need Children's Church volunteers. See Heidi in the back, if you don't mind, an American Heritage girl. Girls, if you want to learn about that, see Heidi in the back as well. So, amen. Stand to your feet. We'll be dismissed. Love you guys so much. It's 12:14. That means I'll get home and load some horses. Be in Colorado by maybe 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. I want y'all praying for us, me and old Seth Ross, and honored to do it. Love you guys so much. Thank you, new people. Thank y'all so much for coming and being a part of this service. Amen. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing here, that we choose to be a doer of the Word of God. Thank you, sir. Thank you that this is a time when we have to stand up and live in obedience. That's who we are. We're Christians. We're not playing church. We're not playing as a Christian. No, it's real. So we want to be more like you, sir. So help us every day as we go out into that world. I thank you, Father, we just take this message with us, that we're going to love on people. We're going to be a light in a dark world. We love you, and thank you, Lord, for Bible study on Tuesday, and until we come back next week, you don't stay here. You never leave us. You never forsake us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You're dismissed with a big old round of applause. Love you.